Can you remember the first time you saw a street musician performing? Maybe as a little girl, do you have a memory?
I remember because I did it. I did it too in Bern. I played violin with my my best friend together, and we wanted to buy a double cycle, a tandem.
A tandem bicycle.
Yeah, a tandem bicycle. It was quite expensive for us, like 1,000 francs. And we were like 12 years old. And then we went into town and we wrote on our hat there and the case, the violin case, we wrote that we are collecting money for to buy a tandem, no? So that was like, I don't know, 30 years ago. And finally, we finished by earning like 100 francs an hour. Because then we started at the Zieglocke or in the lower old town. And we were like, oh, there's nobody here. My God, no, we're not going to earn nothing here. So we went upper and upper and upper until the Loeb-Ecke, no, where this singer-songwriter is performing now. And there we finished in front of the of the Loeb, just playing and earning like 100 francs an hour. Incredible. But then our mothers stopped us.
Yeah. So it was you on the violin and your friend
on the violin too. Two violins. Maybe I can show you the photograph later. Yeah, we're just two cute girls, you know, and it was like by our initiative, how to get money. I mean, we weren't afraid at all. We were quite. If I think about it, 2 days, I said, "Oh my God, how did I dare?"
And why did your mother stop you?
They got afraid because we were earning too much. We didn't get a lot of pocket money, and our education was quite strict. And so when they were checking out that we were like earning 100 francs an hour, they're saying it's crazy. No, that will destroy our morality.